Today's devotional is based on Romans 8, verses 1 through 10, and it is written by Andy Hill. My Sunday school teacher once taught us to ask a question whenever we see the word therefore in the Bible. What is the therefore, therefore? So before we consider the conundrum between flesh and spirit that Paul presents in today's passage, we need to look back to chapter 7's discussion of sin, the flesh, and the battle that consumes them both. First up is sin. Contrary to popular belief, sin is not simply the act of doing something wrong, unless there is a common definition of what wrong means. There is no such thing as wrongdoing. The law had to be given to define what is wrong, not so that we might blindly follow the law, but in fact the opposite often occurs. The law can heighten the desire to do what is wrong, and here Paul seems to absolve himself of sin. Sin, he argues, takes on a life of its own in light of the law. The law comes to declare war on sin, and sin responds by doubling down. This war takes place in the flesh, which Paul distinguishes from the mind. Sin lives in the flesh and constantly rebels against the law, while the mind sets itself on godly matters and tries to will sin away. But it fails. The mind is not strong enough to overcome the will of the flesh to sin. The flesh is in slavery to sin and cannot escape except through death. Now back to our passages, therefore. Therefore, Paul teaches, if the Spirit dwells in you, you are not condemned for your sin. Christ has set you free from the law that defined what sin is, so that you are also free from the war between sin and the law that lives in your flesh. You don't have to toil and strive and obsess over this battle between what you do and what you think you ought to do. You can instead bask in the peace and joy of the Spirit. The flesh has already been condemned through Christ's death on the cross. So let that war between sin and the law go on without you. Take no part in it. Find your life and peace in the Spirit who dwells within you. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. We were struggling in vain in the war between sin and law, but you have set us free. Teach us to live in joy and peace this season. Amen.